Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
You're too old to see Santa. Alrighty, little bit of background info. 1. I'm 20. 2. I'm Jewish. And 3. I work in a toy store at my local mall. So, the get your photo with Santa thing is right in front of the toy store at the mall I work at, which makes sense. Kids can look around while their parents wait in line, parents can look for present ideas while their kids wait in line, they can all come in together after getting their photos taken, etc. This happened today at around 11 a.m. I've been working at the toy store and my boss let me know I can go on my break, so I do. I had about 30 minutes to kill and I wasn't particularly hungry, but when I walked by the Santa exhibit, I saw there was almost no lineup because it was a weekday in the middle of the day. Most kids are at school and most parents are working. So, since I'm an adult and don't celebrate Christmas, I thought a picture of me on Santa's lap would be a funny gift to give to my family on Hanukkah when I'm home. So I get in line. There's one family who currently has their kids seeing Santa, one kid in front of me, and not long after, our entitled mother, entitled father, and their kids. They were all very lovely at first. We made a little bit of small talk while we waited. I asked their kids how excited they were to see Santa, etc. The family in front of me goes in, and in hindsight, I think the gears were starting to turn in the mother's head that I wasn't just an older sibling and was actually there for myself. The family in front of me leaves. I get to tell the patron saint of prostitutes, no, seriously, look it up, what I want for the holiday I don't celebrate, and I get my pictures. And yes, I will include it in the comments. Wow, looking forward to that. I go back to work and clock back in, because even without the lineup, just waiting for two families and getting the pictures printed and paid for took most of my lunch break. And a few minutes later, the family from before comes in. The kids go off to look at toys, I give them a friendly little hi again, and I'm met with a very cold-hearted hello from the mother. Our store wasn't very busy either, given the day of the week and time of day, so while they browsed, I was showing my co-workers and boss the pictures that I got for Poops and Giggles, and the mum stomps over like I just pooed in her figgy pudding. I'm sorry, I just think it's very rude and immature to keep my kids waiting longer just for a joke. There was no wait, at least not to see Santa, I said. Ugh, you're too old to believe in this rubbish. Keep in mind, her kids were the only kids in the store and she was yelling. But I've never believed in it. I don't actually celebrate Christmas, I say, a little quieter because I'm actually capable of being courteous. Well, that's a whole other reason why you shouldn't have been there. You're ruining it for everyone else. Well, it doesn't really matter. Santa says I'm on the nice list and his word is law. I was very obviously screwing with them the whole time. It's a weird coping mechanism where I try to escape conflict by being funny. Well, God says you're gonna burn in hell. And then she says the F slur. I'm Jewish, we don't have hell. Now, this isn't entirely true, I don't think. I'm not particularly religious, but I know some sects of Judaism say we don't have a hell. Others believe that it's more of a temporary thing, where you spend some time atoning and then get to go to heaven. I was just using the best comeback I could think of. Then my boss gets involved. All right, I'm gonna need you to leave if you're gonna keep harassing my employee. The kids come back to find their parents. One asked if they could have one of the candy canes we have on our checkout counter. The mum said no. I said they were free and to go ahead. Both kids took a candy cane because free candy totally outweighs their mother's word, which is actually kind of a scary thought without context. The mum stared daggers at me, called me a name that rhymes with bike as they left, and I just smirked and gave a very happy Merry Christmas. My boss and co-workers are still laughing about it with me as I write this. We call them Kanye's parents for, well, obvious reasons. And here we go. Here we have the picture of OP with Santa. I mean, look, yeah, it's a bit funny, especially given the context of them not believing in Santa, obviously, and not being even Christian or whatever, you know, celebrating Hanukkah. But still, like, there's no harm, is there? It's just a photo that probably took about 10 seconds, and that was it. I don't know why this entitled woman was getting so irate. Now for our next entitled parent story. My mum feels entitled to my inheritance money. She wants to use it to put a down payment on a house. I only found out about it 6 years later because I looked into a cabinet in our house and did some research. I am a 24-year-old woman, and I found out earlier this year that I was supposed to receive around $160,000 in inheritance money when my father passed away. I found out by looking into a cabinet in our house. I was compelled to do so because my mother acts rich or poor whenever it suits her and her other strange behavior. I found a letter that was addressed specifically to me from the life insurance company that had my inheritance. All I needed to do was submit some paperwork and they'd give me a check. I'm not sure how, but my mother somehow submitted documents for me and even cashed a check that was in my name. I'm also not sure why she felt entitled to it when she got $500,000 in inheritance herself. When I confronted her about it, she obviously did not take it well. She was very adamant that it's her money, until I informed her that, after I found the documents, I called the life insurance company and received photocopies of the check, the submitted documents, and more. After I told her that, she tried negotiating with me, saying that she can give me $10,000 to start with, and then $2,000 every month. I said no. I said she's going to guilt me into delaying her payments if we go that route. She tells me that she'll be homeless if I get all the money at once. I eventually make her show me her bank statements. As far as I know, she has around $330,000. In addition, she's been making six figures with her job for the past 3 years. Homeless my butt. I told her I need a good amount of money if I want to have any chance of moving out. I wanted to move out with my friend, but my mum took way too long to give me any money. I received $50,000 from her. Like a week or so later, she started asking if she could borrow $20,000 for a month. She said she needs it in her bank account so that the lender can approve of the condo or house she wants to buy. She asked if I would be okay, and I stupidly told her that I'd be getting grants from school too. She then wanted to borrow $20,000 on top of the grant money by passive-aggressively mentioning it whenever she could. A few weeks later, she forced me to go with her to the bank to withdraw $20,000. This was on October the 3rd. On November 23rd, I asked her to give me $2,000. I told her it's been almost 2 months and I want a portion of it back via text. She gives me the silent treatment, in text and in person. The next day, I try calling her and she starts crying hysterically, saying, "I knew I shouldn't have trusted you with money. What are you doing? Drugs? Are you gambling? Why are you so mean? You ruined my holiday. You've ruined my life. You're abnormal. You're just doing this because you're behind in your life and you're desperate. You don't have utilities to pay for. I spent so much money on food the past month." I'm not exaggerating when I say I've never told her to buy me food or make me food, but she always uses it as a form of guilt. A couple of days later, we have a 4-hour argument. During this argument, I was so disgusted with her behavior that I told her that I want nothing to do with her. A couple of days after that, to my surprise, she comes into my room and asks me to hug her. She starts crying and says that she just suppresses my thoughts and feelings. She says she'll give me $500 now and then $500 on December 22nd. What the heck? I swallowed my anger for a couple of days, but then I could no longer hold it in. I wasn't giving her the silent treatment, but I wasn't looking at her or initiating any form of talking. She notices this and starts asking what's wrong. She goes, "It's the money, isn't it?" And then repeats the same thing she did last time. "Are you gambling? You have no utilities, etc." And again, she made it very clear that she wants to buy a condo or a house. I can't really remember which. I told her I'm mad at her because you told me you needed $20,000 for a month. It's been over 2 months and now you're still not giving it. So you lied. After this, she started acting like she was about to cry and then she left the house. She then transferred another $500. I haven't talked to her since. It infuriates me that she thinks she's entitled to this money. Why do you need a house? You're getting old and you're single. Secondly, not only was this money only in your account in the first place because you committed fraud, but now I let you borrow money and you're going to treat it like it's an allowance? It's my money, legally, get over it. You already got $500,000 before you took my money. Since I was 18, I've been working minimum wage jobs. She's made it so clear as day that she thinks her needs are way above mine. I don't have utilities, I don't have a career yet, so therefore I'm less important. Even if that is factually true, I'm your child and that money is legally mine. Also, I just want to share this example of her behavior that I just remembered. When I was 19, I was working at a tutoring place in addition to a restaurant while taking 16 units in college with no car. I was leaving the house one day to go and get a haircut. My mum then asked me, "Where are you going?" I told her I'm going to get a haircut. She then says, verbatim, "Really? You're supposed to be using that money to help me." Like, that is how entitled she is. Oh my God. At this point, she received $660,000, while her child, a full-time student with two jobs and no car, is not important enough to use the money they just earned from their job to get a haircut. I'm so mad, and I just have a huge, huge problem with getting this taken care of, because I hate making people uncomfortable. This is also why I usually cannot blindside a person by randomly bringing an issue up. I usually have to text them first, but I'm starting to think that's never a good idea. Ugh. Now with this story, I feel like I could get into the technicalities of your relationship and say your mum shouldn't be doing this for X reason, you should let her do this for a reason, but you should be angry for this reason, etc, etc. But this is the simplicity of the story, right? She has frauded you out of money. It's as simple as that. Legally, that is your cash and she has stolen it from you. It doesn't matter what relation she is to you, that isn't her money, it's yours. She might as well be some random robber, some random stranger that's stolen that cash from you. That is in effect what she's done. So therefore, you're left with a couple of options. First of all, you try and, you know, solve it amicably, which is kind of what you've tried to do. But clearly that's not really working. So I would suggest at this point, you have no other option. Go to law enforcement. Get your cash if you want it that badly, which I'm sure you do. Like, you just have to sue her at this point, right? She's falsified documents, stolen your money, no other option. Press charges. And look, I get it, it's tough because she is your mother and obviously you would never want a situation like this to happen, but it's already gone too far. Like, there's insurance fraud there, there's identity theft, there's so much going on. And at the end of the day, you need to get your money back. So yes, sue her. Now, before we get into our next story, I have a very special announcement for you. After an insane amount of demand from you guys, I'm delighted to say that I've released some limited edition Not Today Karen merch. Picture this, you're out and about in the streets and a wild Karen appears and starts confronting you. What do you do? Well, normally you have to talk to a witch like this. However, get one of these t-shirts or hoodies on and all you have to do is simply point to it, laugh, and walk away. How easy is that? The link is down in the description if you like what you see. Go ahead, check the stuff out. I think they'd make a great Christmas present or even just a little gift for yourself. As always, it's official stuff from the very best supplier, so the quality is unmatched and it's one of the best ways to support me and the channel. With that being said, let's carry on.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
On. My daughter decks an entitled mum over a toy. So, I didn't think these stories were real. I always thought they were over-exaggerated, and these entitled mums couldn't possibly be real. Well, enter this entitled woman who entered our lives today. So, with a big lit-up holiday centered around a fat man in a red suit and a baby being born, my kids needed to buy presents for their friends. With the entire family being sick for most of December, we finally got to a store. Now, I only took 3 of the 5 kids, as my wife took the other 2. One very important thing to point out is my 6-year-old son is mildly autistic. He's also a sponge when it comes to learning and is a grade ahead, but without stimulation, he can be a nightmare. We're still working on that. We told him no tablet, but that he could bring any toy he wanted, so he brought this puzzle cube. We were walking through the store and I told my oldest, an 11-year-old girl, to watch her brother, as I had their 4-year-old brother. We were in the toy section when I hear my son scream. I turn to see my daughter wrenching the toy out of another kid's hands and yelling at him, "It's not yours, let go!" She eventually got the toy and I got between them and the kid started to hit me. I pushed him back a little bit and said very loudly, instant regret as my throat was still sore, "No hitting!" He then rushed past me and went after my daughter who was still holding the cube. My daughter just pushed the kid down the aisle. At this point, other parents are starting to get involved. The kid came to swing at my daughter again, and she once again threw him to the ground. It was at this point the boy's entitled mother showed up, and instead of taking care of her demon spawn, she grabbed my daughter's hair. My daughter turned around quickly and hit her right in the stomach. This woman then tried to hit my daughter back, and my daughter ended up just punching her in the face. The chaos ended, and it wasn't until this point that I could actually see all that was going on. I was busy restraining the little devil. My sons were being looked after by a very nice lady, and the entitled mum was sitting on the floor crying. It was then I heard a deep James Earl Jones kind of voice come from behind me, saying, "Hey Mac, let me take care of that." I didn't understand what he meant, so I just responded, "What?" And he replied, "That's my son, and that, stop crying, you started this mess, is my wife." She looked up at him and yelled something obscene, and he very calmly said, "Get up, apologize, and maybe they won't press charges." She snapped with, "You're a trashy husband." In the aftermath, a lot happened, so I'll just sum it up. The police were called, cameras were looked at. The entitled mum was arrested for assaulting a minor. The demon spawn was forced by his father to apologize to everyone. The manager apologized to the point I got annoyed, and the manager gave us a discount on our order. Oh, and remember the nice lady? Well, she is a special education teacher, so that was lucky. And finally, my daughter was allowed to get a game of her choice because daddy is proud of her. I also just wanted to add, my daughter has been boxing for about 3 years now. She'll be entering her first real 6-round match in 2 months. The dad was apparently just biding his time to divorce his wife. He was waiting to make sure that when he did, he would get full custody. He never thought, though, that she would pull a stunt like she did yesterday. Now, reading this, you may not be able to realize that this all happened in less than 5 minutes. I took my eye off my daughter for about a second to grab the demon spawn to stop him from hitting people when the entitled mum grabbed my daughter. The two punches were very quick. And finally, one more update. All right, I just got back from the police station with my daughter. We had to do some quick paperwork and verify we agree with their official timeline of events. We were informed that we may have to testify in court. My attorney stated we could be forced to testify in this case, but we may not have to. So, the entitled mum is facing assaulting a minor and endangering the welfare of a child, both of which are felonies. She's also facing charges for resisting arrest, assaulting a police officer, vandalism, and there's one more charge that I can't remember the name of, but it's to deal with her lying to the police. I spoke with the father today and he said that he is seeking counsel for divorce. He also offered to buy a new phone to replace my daughter's broken phone to avoid court fees. I don't know if there'll be another update, but my attorney said this case will go quickly because the entitled mum is facing felony charges. My daughter's fine, though the mark she has on her face has darkened. The doctor says not to worry about it. I'm very proud of her, not only for standing up for herself and her brother, but for showing restraint while doing it. After the second punch, she just stood there, ready to swing again. She also remained calm when the officers said they had to handcuff her till they found out who the aggressor was. My son, on the other hand, is not doing okay. The kid actually kicked my son and he had a bad cut in his leg, needing 4 stitches. It took us a while to realize it as he shut down during this time. As I said, a lot happened. And there we go. Can I just say, off the rip, props to your daughter for standing up for herself and her brother, as you said, because that is nuts. Like, if I was 11 years old and an entitled woman came after me, I don't know what I'd do. I don't think I'd have the, I don't want to say balls, but you know what I mean, to slap a woman in the face, punch, kick, whatever. I'd probably just cowered away at that age. So you know what? Fair play to her. That's nuts. You can literally tell at the end of the story, the husband is just so done, isn't he? Like, the fact that he's so calm when a situation like this is happening shows it's probably not the first time it's happening. And the fact that he literally addresses his wife while coming over in the first place to say, no, you shut up, you caused all of this. Brilliant to see. It does seem like he was definitely pining for a divorce and this was probably the final nail in the coffin. Or maybe he was actually just waiting for this to happen so he get custody, as you said. Anyway, guys, that is going to do it for this one. Really hope you enjoyed it. If you did and you want more entitled parents content right away, click the stuff that you can see on screen or in the description down below. And also, watch out for a very, very special entitled parents episode coming on Christmas Day, the 25th of December. Let me just tell you, you're not going to want to miss it.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.